Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whoa. How, the universe don't make mistakes. This whole time, Stefan Electronics been ass. But as soon as Czar pop in here, voila.
Oh, now you working? Oh.
I know that just changed the
Sorry, he ain't ready. He don't got his robe on. He gonna be.
Hey.
Where your robe?
Good morning, brothers. Good morning.
Man, why sound like you in the toilet?
Yeah, SpongeBob.
I'm bad quality for real.
No, you good? Yeah. It just, you know, your microphone just, you can't fix it right now.
Oh, okay.
We here for y'all though.
What you using your computer? You using the computer mic?
Yeah, it's on the webcam. Yeah.
Now we don't want all that kumbaya. How you doing? Like we here for the smoke.
Hold on.
Oh, I was trying to agree with you. Hold on.
Are you ready, Stefan? You muted, bro. Unmute yourself. Like you ain't muted on my joint. Is that whatever? Is like your AirPods or whatever.
Get that bucket hat on.
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Got you now.
Mic check.
What's up, Stefan?
Damn.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Hold on.
You good?
I'm gonna ask you to throw yourself on the court and explain this mess that you created this week.
It look like you about to go in the elevator.
Now he won't go in the elevator. Now he gonna use he gonna lose reception. That's the way it always happens. When I drop the heat on somebody,
he actually cashing out. That's what he's doing. You can see the mirror at the top. He cashing out.
Okay. But no, Rock, I see what you were saying over there about making decisions calculated on your relationship, and you gotta walk lightly. Just like y'all said about the food, my kids, if I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm going by myself. I'm not gonna call my kids. I ain't gonna call nobody. I'm gonna eat the Chick-fil-A in my car. And you gonna see the proof when you get in my car next day. Oh, Dad, you had Chick-fil-A? Oh, yeah, baby. Because Chick-fil-A with a family of three or four, you're gonna pay about $60 to $70. You know what I'm saying? So I can't get everybody what they want. Now, what my daddy used to do, and I'm not trying to be funny, when we was younger, we would say, he said, y'all wanna go to McDonald's? I said, yeah, let's go to McDonald's. And he said, well, what y'all want? Everybody yelling off, we want pancakes, eggs, bacon. Oh, and my daddy was like, okay. You know what he come back with? Goddamn 50 sausage biscuits. You know the sausage biscuit from McDonald's? That should have choked you. You eat that sausage biscuit, you're automatically drinking water, milk, or orange. You got to get something to get it down, bro. My dad be like, here you go. We like, yeah. Dad, it's a sausage biscuit. That shit go down hard, bro. So I feel what y'all saying, though, man. You know.
Hey, Rock, you muted yourself. Unmute yourself.
Nah, man, I pull a Stephen right there. But yeah, if the roles were reversed, are like, because men, we simple. Like, you would think, like, what if they was as simple as us? Like, we'll switch roles quick with that. Like, it don't really ever matter what y'all eat, no, none of that. And that's too easy.
Yeah. Way too easy, man.
I'm gonna let y'all squash this beef, though.
Oh, who's talking about squashing beef? Stephon said he has something to say. I don't know what he getting to.
Nah, ain't no beef squash. His gun smoke.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, I want him to address what he was talking about, though.
Everybody, this is Stephon Waters time.
Keep up,
Pagan.
Yeah, man. Bro, I can't stay up there. I got work to do. I got a graduation.
Matt. Steph, what's good?
Yo, why is this shit not working, man?
I hear you. We hear you.
We hear you, Dr. Quack.
We hear you.
We can hear you, bro.
Somebody said Dr. Quack now. It's my...
Hey, yo, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
His
my
bad.
My iPhone wasn't working and whatnot. I don't know why, but...
Hey, man.
It's all beef. It ain't no squashing nothing. Yeah, come on now.
How you doing, bro?
Let's go.
Yo,
how you doing?
Let's go. Let's go.
You! I'm talking to your black ass. You need to throw yourself on the mercy of the court and explain the foolery which you displayed last weekend and which I just brought up.
All right, for one, let's get one thing. I know any guy's size just from looking at it. For the simple fact, I worked at Men's Warehouse for over 5 years growing up, so I can tell you. All you just got to tell me your height and your weight. I can tell you what suit size you were and everything. So let's get that out of the way. For one,
my man eating barbecue chicken wings on y'all.
Let me talk. Okay. You had your little say so yesterday. Let me talk.
Hold on. I got something better. Keep going. Hey, y'all, don't panic now. Don't panic. We're gonna get in the room.
For two. Why? What takes you? What kind of grown man gets on a live broadcast with no freaking clothes on, yo? What goes through your mind on, yo?
I just finished working out, bro. Let me talk. Wait. I'm a grown man. The Ball Hawk Show is my favorite show of the day. If I had to get on, I apologize, bro. I just finished working out. Do you work out?
No. Ain't no grown man getting a lot of work out.
You don't work out, brother. Okay.
I do work out. Are you serious?
You don't work out, bro.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, you think I'll work out? All right, let's do this. We can settle this minor. We can set up a little MMA boxing match between me and you. Is up. You got probably 20, 30 pounds. I'm going to show you how much I work out. You want to challenge or what? Yes or no? Yes or no? No, it's yes or no. I'll come to you at.
Bro, I will knock that damn big ass fitted off your head, bro. Look. That
right,
fitted.
You can set it up. Are you, is yes or no? That's a yes.
Fitted gonna come off like that, Bobby Smurda.
Is that a yes? Is that a yes?
Yeah, well, I think, bro, we're doing a thing.
Inbox Hawk will be the referee, too. That we will let Hawk be the referee. We're going to do any match. Four rounds. 2 minute rounds.
Let's make a 3 minute round.
No. We'll make a 3 minute round.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in check now, bro. Enough said.
That's enough. We can settle the beef right then. And enough said. Hawk.
Okay, wait. Stephon, can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
So, how tall are you?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I know what I can
say. How tall are you?
I mean, it doesn't matter, man. It's enough said.
Okay, what I'm saying is, you know, I'm like 6'4", 265. I will knock your soul to church on a Monday.
We can set a date, and time, anytime.
Okay, you hear that? I'm gonna have to come up there.
We got somebody in Charlottesville who got a boxing ring in his house. So I mean, we could do it too.
I'm there next month, bro.
Huh?
I travel.
Okay.
I'm like Captain Kirk.
All right, so but if you want to come to you, this is gonna be a live broadcast too.
You come to Florida?
Yeah, I come to Florida.
Okay. Hey, we'll settle that behind the scenes. Hall. I accept your challenge.
Okay.
Four rounds.
Three minute rounds.
We gonna have hand guards or what?
We're gonna have the MMA glove. Whatever MMA you use. The little.
You wanna do MMA?
Yeah, MMA. Yeah. I want all.
That's not that low. I ain't trying to hurt you. No. Because if we do MMA, your family won't be able to recognize you when you get home.
I will pull your nostrils out. I don't talk when it comes to that. You set my
challenge. If you want to do MMA cage, we can do that. But I'm gonna tell you
when are you free?
Huh? I'm free all the time.
I'm free. You're not free all the time.
Look, let's
give me a date. Give me a date.
A date?
Give me a date.
Wait. That's what I'm saying, bro. We got to discuss this. We got to. If we're gonna team up on this, a group effort on this date. I can't just give you a date right now because you know I DJ. That's why you know I'm DJ part time. I got weddings. I got stuff coming up.
That's what I said. Give me a date.
I gotta look at my books, bro. I can't just give you a date right now because if I gave you a date without really looking at it, and I look like a fool, you want to say, well,
we gotta work around my schedule.
Yeah, we'll work around that. We'll coordinate with Hawk.
Okay.
If you want to fight the baddest man. You want to fight Debo Jr. That's cool. But let's get on the subject. Why do you know Hawk's shirt size?
I just told you. I said I worked for Men's Warehouse for over 5 years growing up. So I can tell you. Tell me your height, your weight. I can tell you exactly what size suits you wear and everything.
So I have a question then. So why did you say it in that particular context? Why did you say, and I played the clip, that ammo that got your ass fired up. Hawk said, hey, you say, yeah, I need 4 shirts. And Hawk said, what size you wear? Ooh, I wear a large like you. You don't say that, bro.
Yo, you tripping.
You don't say that, bro. You don't. Okay, that's man code. I'm not trying to say Hawk tried to call me. Hawk tried to say you was home. Like, I try to say you gay. No. That is this man code 101. You do not say it that way. You need to put some bass in your voice when you say, hey, bro. Oh, yeah, bro. You look like a large. Okay,
hey, Hawk, you got the clip so this dude can see what I said, how I said, yo, do you got the clip?
Pull the clip up, Hawk. It's on your page.
Why he's pulling the clip up? Answer why another grown man calls you weak and you can't fight.
Now I'm gonna let y'all keep going. Go.
No. Listen, you had your talk. He's putting the clip up, but listen to me. Why the man call you weak and you can't fight? Why you didn't adjust that?
I was because I'm a genesis. Hawk, knock his headline off too. Hawk got to say that. Hawk got all these people looking up to him. Okay. I'm like the Black Incredible Hulk. I'm here to smash. I smash it, okay? Hulk, no. I will knock that microphone off. I will knock his hairline off. Okay? I will send your soul to church on a Monday. Sunday.
Come on, man. Okay?
No, I'm saying, son.
You used to getting killed. You extras in movies.
No. I'm not used to getting killed. But he's talking about fighting. Now, bruh. You ever seen, put it like this. I'm not going to say nothing else about it. I'm 10 times stronger than you. I know how to fight. Okay? These hands work. Okay? Like Bradley Beal said, these hands work. All right? Don't scare that white man in the back talking all this junk. I just seen the white man in the background. Look, with these hands. Oh, you in the cafe. Oh, my bad. Oh, you in a gambling spot?
Yeah, I'm going to play a poker tournament.
Okay. Is that what you do for a living?
No, we already had this conversation.
Let's set a date before the ref and me. Hey, Patrick, hold on, Stephon. Patrick said set the date up. Yeah, Hawk, we're gonna set the date up, man.
Yeah, we gotta find out Hawk's schedule because Hawk is busy, man.
But that's the thing, bro. See, now are you coming? Look, is this for like what we gonna knock each other out? What we doing?
Yeah, I'm taking your head off. Ain't no love. This is not a Floyd Mayweather fight. This is a Mike Tyson Holyfield fight, man. I'm taking your head off.
Bro, you really want these hands?
Yo, I'm not gonna repeat myself. You heard what I said.
Okay, so wait, that don't scare me, bro. Just because you said that don't scare me. I will rake your eyes out, man. You don't understand, bro. This is old school. How old are you?
There is no raking the eyes out MMA, yo.
Hey, no. You want the MMA? I pull the boogers out your nose. I will rake your eye, bro. I used to be a bouncer, bro. This face right here, I'm an actor, I'm a DJ, and all that. Don't let that fool you now. Bro,
hold on, time out. Did you say you're going to pull the boogers out of his nose?
Yeah, he said, that's what he said, yo.
Bro, I will snatch his nostril hairs out, bro. I'm serious with it. Okay?
Yo, I can't wait.
Bro, I will slap your nostril hairs out your nose, bro. I'm like dead serious. But, like I said, I'm just trying to find out the rules on this. Are we doing MMA or are we actually fighting?
MMA is fighting.
I will Lex Luger you. I will put you in the torture rack. I'll put you in the chicken wing. I do all that, bro. I'm old school. I'll drop the.
That's MMA. That's MMA. You're allowed to do that chicken wing and all other stuff.
Okay, so the raking of the eyes, we ain't doing that.
No, you can't do that. That's illegal, man. What the hell are you talking about?
So we're doing MMA rules.
That's what I said. You retarded?
What? No, are you retarded, my brother? You the one asking for another man's shirt size? On top of that, since we're talking about that, another flag that you did, how you gonna comment on another man's skin?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I haven't loaded this clip yet. I'm saving this for Father's Day.
This is called
the clip I got about you talking about another man's skin.
What are you talking about?
I'm calling that the Father's Day assassination. Okay? I'm going to load that clip on you Father's Day. Okay? How are you going to ask, and just before your little poker tournament start, how are you going to say?
I got like 15, 20 minutes.
Wait a minute. The clip was, you was talking about a poker guy, and Hawk was like, I ain't think there was no black champions, this and that. You said the guy was light-skinned like caramel, not chocolate like you. Explaining that flag too, bro. You can't. There's some shit you say, there's some shit you don't say. You don't say that, bro.
You don't know all the context.
Do y'all need to train? Hey, Patrick, hold on, man. I'm all right, bro. I play football, bro. I'm in the gym almost every day.
You can't tell. You fat as shit. Your stomach sticks out farther than freaking open right here.
You seen the profile picture. You seen in the muscles in the neck. Bro, this is nothing. This is like 265 pounds of just ugliness, bro.
Yo.
This is the ground and pound.
You fat and slow, yo. You fat and slow, yo.
You Philly motherfuckers. Look, I know you gotta talk yes and all that, but nah, bro. Look, when it comes to standing toe to toe with me, you have no shot. In fact,
that's all I need to hear.
Huh?
You
will get dominated, bro.
I can tell you can't fight because you came a Hawk and said you would take Hawk head off too.
Yes. Yes. Hawk know this. I will knock Hawk's gold teeth in the dirt.
That's
look at Hawk right now. He's trying to put his feet on his chair. He's trying to fall on the chair. He's emotional right now. Look at Hawk. He's trying to seem emotional.
That's how I could tell you was one of them kids that got picked on in high school, because when you got older and you got bigger, you got a voice all of a sudden now just because you gained a little weight.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Hold on, I'm going to tell you about that. I got beat up one time when I was little. The rest of the time, I said, after I got beat up that one time, bro, never again. I'm crushing glasses. I'm taking people milk. I'm a bully. I'm the Mercury Boulevard bully. I'm the Fox Hill bully, bro.
Hey, Hawk.
Mercury Boulevard, or the Newport News. I'm a bully.
Hey, Hawk, please set me up. Please tell me when.
How you know he lying? He said Newport News. He ain't never been in Newport News.
Look at the veins in your neck. You're emotional right now, Hawk.
He ain't never been in Newport News.
Look at the veins all in your neck. Oh, you all made it up like Dr. Banner. You can tell you, man, right? I said Newport News. Hold on, man. You ain't gonna go to Newport News.
He ain't never been in Newport News, though. Yo,
come on, fam. Come on, man. Bro, I'm not gangster like that. I ain't nothing to play with now. I don't go out. Well, I don't go out just bamming everybody. But if you need to bam, but if you need it, if you need an ass whoop, I'll give you ass. I'm not gonna give you an ass whoop for nothing.
You gonna earn it, huh?
Yeah, you earn his ass whoop. Like he right now is earning his ass whooping. He's thinking about it right now too.
I'm not thinking about what you shut the hell up.
You're thinking about no. I'm a shot of what? Well, go ahead, bro.
Like I was saying, only little punks that get picked on high school become cops, because that's the only way I can beat on somebody. That's how I can tell you, a little punk. And I can't wait to get you in that ring, yo. Can't wait. That's enough said, yo. Hawk, please have a free schedule over next Monday. Yo. I know you're a busy dude, man, but please, man, you talk too much, yo. I'm gonna make sure. This is going to be broadcast on YouTube, World Star, real. You're going to get this public humiliation, yo.
Okay.
And you're like 50 pounds, 60 pounds more than me. Watch.
I'm, I'm gonna whoop your ass like I'm 50, 60 pounds. Well, I don't want that to be an excuse.
We'll see.
I don't want that to be an excuse why you lost. Okay. Years from now, when your kids see his ass whooping online, you can't, I don't want you to say, this guy was bigger than me, this and that. Don't use none of that. Okay? I don't know. Don't use none of that, bro. Now, look.
Man, I would never lose to a grown man who take his clothes off in front of other men. Yo, I would never do that. Yeah, clear off of the street with you.
Are you done? You got a dental plan? You got dental insurance?
I got 401k. I got everything.
I'm just saying. Do you have insurance? I don't want to knock your two front teeth out and you try to sue me.
They're gonna tell you talk too much.
Hey, now look. If I knock your two front teeth out, you can blend in with the rest of the goddamn Philadelphia fans. That's how y'all look. Okay? All right? I'm letting you know. Do you have dental insurance? You work for yourself, but I know sometimes we do stuff under the table.
What kind of cop are you? Are you a state trooper?
No, man, don't ask what I do. Do you have insurance?
Man, I got.
If you don't have insurance, we can't fight.
I'm fully covered.
Hulk, I need you to double check what insurance plan you got before you step in the ring. Because I don't want you to try to sue me 10 years that you ain't got no two front teeth, bro. That's it.
I can't wait. You lucky I'm in here. It's something that I want to say. I just can't see you right now. You so lucky.
So the fans got Stephon as a favorite right now, Czar. They don't believe you.
I don't give a damn about the punk ass fans. punk ass peanut gallery. I don't give a damn. Yeah. It'll be my like Pop said on Friday.
We're gonna bring the panel back in.
We'll ask them
how they felt about themselves.
I mean, I was feeling like Stephon energy is most serious about this, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you know, the Vegas eyes got Stephon right now. That's why I'm riding away. This is on tape and it's an agreement, you know what I'm saying? So this is legally binding right here. You know what I'm saying? Binding.
Since the fans got Stephon as an early favorite, which I really don't give a damn, once y'all put the money, let's treat this like a little Vegas gamble.
You know, don't
put money on Stephon. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, they're going to box, Snake. They're going to box. We're going to try to contact.
No, Stephon said MMA.
Wartime. Hey, already got a ring and a bay, and I got a location already.
Okay, so is it boxing or is it MMA? It's
boxing.
Yeah,
MMA. Because all you're going to try to do is grab him and lay on him. We ain't doing that.
I'm going to torture his ass.
But
check this out. We saw what Big Country did to Kimbo Slice. We ain't trying to see that again.
Bro. Nah. And then when we see somebody get put in a submission and some get broke, y'all too grown.
That's what I said. I said, when a box, bro, he talking about he want to put the gloves on and do all this other stuff.
Okay, she's going to be here in Charlottesville, man.
When?
We already got the bay. It's, hey, man, make it a 4th of July extravaganza or something. Hell,
I got a wedding to do, bro.
What are we doing in August?
We can do it in August. We can do that in August.
Seem like you ducking already, bro.
Ain't nobody ducking, bro. I got to get
this wedding. Yeah, he's ducking already. You got a wedding on 4th of July. Man, I ain't going to sound right.
I ain't gonna duck no midget, bro.
I tell you what.
Sorry, you are fine.
You worried about messing up a gig and like losing money, right? So yeah. Whatever the gig is, however much you're gonna make, bet that on the fight.
Leave it up to Don King right there with the headphones. Don King, what's up? Make the money right,
bro. We'll have judges. Oh, we could get something going.
Okay.
We'll get something going.
Okay. We'll talk about that behind the scenes.
We get some down to pay for your flight. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to do the 24/7.
Yeah. Be a build-up.
That's cool with me, bro.
Be a build-up.
Remember that?
ready, man. Sorry, you might need to chill out. Steph are too ready.
Yeah, Steph, I got a black belt. Black belt in his eyes, bro.
That man ain't too kindly of you testing his manhood. Like, they ready to put
it. I'm a salt and pepper that, bro.
Hey, yo, I'm sorry. I just hope your boxing skills is better than that damn mic you're using right now.
Hold on. Let me fix my cam real quick.
Hey, do we need to get personalized boxing gloves made for this? You know,
so my man Snake asked me what the gripe over. I'm gonna go find the clip.
Hey, Mr. Banks, this is all Hawk's fault and Stephen's fault.
My name is not Stephen.
You see the clip.
It's not Steven. It's that fine.
Go ahead and play the clip, man.
Hold on, I'm getting it.
Okay.
No, this is from day one. He was just saying some stupid stuff, period. From the day I even talked to this dude. Everything he says is backwards and it don't make no sense.
Damn.
I like the fact that he don't apologize when he's wrong. He just to be an elder black man and not to apologize when he's wrong, but just freaking pitiful.
It's too late to apologize. Timbaland made a song called "Too Late to Apologize." So
no, he mad. He mad because I made fun of him laying sheetrock.
There you go. No. It's right here. Here you go.
No, that's not what it was. Right,
it's been the clip. It's the clip. Hold on, I gotta unmute the site.
That was nothing.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
I need some. I need like four of them, yo.
What size you wear?
Large, same size as you.
that's what got us here.
No, this been good for a minute.
Yo.
Hey, man, look.
Hey, yo, Zo, you
You can't bring me some. I need like four of them, yo.
What size you wear?
Large, same size as you.
Yo, you, how you edited that, dog? That's raw, yo.
He said, a large just like you. I just posted the clip, man. Mr. Banks, that's what we fighting over, because he mad.
He said that's the straw that broke the camel's back. He said he built you.
I've been hating him. I've been out like that.
Man code 101 section 18. You don't say it like that.
And man code 101, you don't get on camera with a whole bunch of men naked. What's wrong with
you? See, Myron confirmed. They've been talking greasy for a minute. So it was just
Rock. Hey, St. Patrick, you cry real quick. Hey, Rock. Who else on here? Shake on here too.
And then P. Diddy.
Now tell me, I didn't see this man get on live freaking podcast, butt naked, and just act like it was nothing. Just sit there smile.
They see it yesterday. They missed it yesterday, huh?
Nah, I ain't seen it.
Yo, post it. So sure,
Diddy was here.
That wasn't naked. I'm a shirt off.
It looked like he was naked.
You saw the traps, and you got jealous. you got the shirt on, man. They called me. I had the shirt off. They was like, "Wait a minute,
throw that mic away,
bro." They called me fat. They called me out of shape. I pulled my shirt. How I was working out. Came in with my shirt off. They gonna get all emotional and cut the cam off. Why you ain't got the shirt on, man? No, bro. No.
Hawk, play that video.
Where is the fat, not a fake guy that y'all saw yesterday?
Hawk,
which video?
The video where he had no shirt on yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna find it. Hold on.
Yeah.
That guy wasn't fat and out of shape. I saw a little fat.
Hey, brother, you gotta get your turn too, brother.
I saw a muscle, man.
You gotta get your turn too, brother. Hold on. We're gonna find it.
Myron Brinkley says, what size shirt are you wearing for the Watch out, man.
There you go, right here. Hold on, I gotta check. Yeah, you gotta get your work too, brother. Cause you did.
Oh, I ain't no work, bro. I ain't got no shirt on.
It was a violation yesterday, bro.
Yeah, bro. Hey man, well, bro, man, we're working out. I forgot I had. I said the ball hawk show.
When y'all be
hold up, doing hold
this, man, like y'all gotta cut this out. It this pisses me off. See, you we gotta stop trying to take away from people's legs.
Let me say when I kicked your ass off. Hold on.
No, we ain't doing.
Oh, there we go. Here we go.
Yes, put a shirt on, man. Like, what is going on?
B. It is what it is. I got these two arguing dudes on my live. Right? Yo, hold on. First of all, put a damn shirt on, bro. Yo, ass. You got to put a shirt on, bro.
Thank you, man. Oh, my God.
Did this dude really join the show with no shirt on?
You kept talking. I was like, man, hold on.
Yo. Yo, both of y'all gonna stop telling me how to run my damn show, though.
Bruh. So wait a minute. Let's jump even further on that.
That's why I'm not on the show with my camera on right now, because I'm cutting my hair without a shirt on.
See?
Exactly.
And Zara, yesterday you had a nerve to talk about man code and shit, and then you came with no shirt on.
That wasn't man code. That was Charlamagne code.
No, bro, I just, hey, bro, I forgot the ball off show is my favorite show of the day, so I had to jump on. That's all I forgot. It was like a hot mic blooper reel. Okay. But I ain't doing it on purpose. Okay.
What's the tail of the tape? What's the tail of the tape? So, Zara, what's your measurables for the fight?
6'4", 267.
You ain't 6'4". Stefan, what's your measure?
What? You're not
6'4", bro. Cut it out. You're not.
5'8", 195.
Go ahead, man. So if he 195, you got to lose some weight, man.
No, bro, no. Okay, I'll go down. You know what? I'll go down to 258.
Man, Stefan, like, I wouldn't have thought you was 5'8", though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to make his ass shorter. When I get done with him, he'll be 5'5". I'm going to go up.
This really is Floyd Mayweather versus Jake Paul, huh?
Stefan was actually a boxer, yo.
Huh?
Stefan was a boxer.
But that's what I'm saying. I think you can tell that he's very confident in how he's gonna whoop that man's ass. So I know he must got some background.
He got some ball.
Hey, Zara,
you was jumping people as a cop. They don't count.
Hey, yeah, the jab, extra long, bro. He won't even get in there. What?
Extra long?
Yeah, the jab. Oh.
Yo. I'll tell you about the story, yo.
All right, bro. Good luck to you, man.
We're gonna set it up behind us.
Hey, I hope you lose all your goddamn money. I hope you go broke.
Hey, Zara, what if
I hope you go broke?
What if that ring he got from like winning Golden Gloves or something?
Yeah. Nah, man, we gonna set that up. I got to go too, man. We gonna set that up.
No, that's what we was here for. We was all waiting for y'all two to show up. That's all we was doing.
This is a prime example of men and pride, bro. One of y'all going too far, and he's going to get hurt.
Hey, Zara, all he had to do was apologize to Zara. See?
Now
we about to schedule an event, an extravaganza.
He's only 5'8", and you're not 6'4", but if he whoop your ass, everybody will be like,
Zara, look what Damien says, Zara. Look what Damien said.
I seen. That's fine. Bro, you see what you see? Put like this. I'm going to tell a quick story. I'm going to get off of here.
Okay.
So I already fought half the West Virginia football team back in 05 when I was bouncing. Let me tell you a quick story real quick.
I got the scoop on that too.
No, look. I'm in Maverick nightclub. country nightclub of like two or three black guys working there. So I said to this guy, I said, hey, bro, it's time to go. You have too much to drink. He turns around to me. What, entire nations? I said, yeah, it's time for you to go, bro. So I'm all about customer service first. So he looks up to me. He about Stephon size, 5'8", 5'5", midget size, whatever. So I see his fist. His fist comes at me like at a 10-9 in the 40, like a lineman hitting the 40 real slow. I let him hit me. Bam. I eat it.
You what?
I ate it. I let him hit me. Bro, no being up. Wham. I ate it. I looked at him like the Terminator.
The Terminator.
Yeah, the Terminator look at you like this. You know you fucked up. Yo, you know what I did to him? I picked him up by his neck. Like this. By his neck. Choke slammed him so hard. Oh, yeah.
You can't do it with boxing gloves.
Oh, now
wait a minute, bro. Wait. I'm not done. I picked him up like this. Looked at him. Imagine him. Like a giant. Choke slammed him on the floor. I choke slammed him so hard. His sandals and his credit card came off. Came out of his pocket. Sandals came off. Credit card came out. All right. That's what kind of power you're dealing with, bro. Nick, you imagine that power behind
this.
Just
look at the comments while you talk. Just look at the comments while you talk. And you know,
no, I'm not making Terrence Smith. I'm not making it up. Not making it up.
And they give you a graduation cap and a starter cap.
Bro, hey, look. Last thing.
Man, you got that.
I didn't want to tell you this.
Oh.
But it was the night.
Night of Living Dead. Go.
No, man, no. We had Jerome Bettis, Richard Dent, and I was doing Jerome Bettis' personal security that night when he came down to Florida to party. And we had Jim Furyk, the golfer. So I was doing the security, and what happened? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, wait a minute. I forgot now, bro.
Get the lie together.
I know what happened. Sir Cap-a-Lot, you funny. Tito Ortiz is in the building too at VIP. Tito Ortiz was trying to get the Jerome Bettis.
You did not say you did none of Tito Ortiz.
What? Tito Ortiz, people came to me and said, hey, Tito Ortiz want to talk to Jerome Bettis. I guess they had some kind of feud. They wasn't talking or whatever. I don't know, over golfing. So Tito Ortiz trying to size me up. You know what I did to Tito Ortiz? I gave him two-piece biscuit in the mouth. So secure, everybody broke up. JSO.
Bops, but two punches were thrown.
Hey, two wings and a biscuit. That's bop, bop, bop. Okay,
you ain't gonna tell the part that you ran after that?
No, I ain't run. No, they all held me back. They held the California bad boy back. We was all like this trying to get flexed up. So at the end of the night, Tito T's came to me. He said, hey, big bro, I apologize. I was inebriated, intoxicated. So here's $300 for your trouble. I apologize. They made me sign a statement. Jacksonville's sheriff's office made me sign a statement saying I would not press charges against Tito Ortiz. And his agent made me sign some kind of agreement saying I would not make a movie or a series out of this situation, which I am currently writing right now, but the names will be changed to protect the innocent.
You just violated the terms on here.
No, I didn't. Hey,
You the same dude that said Logan Paul would beat Floyd too.
I just said that to piss off y'all black people. That's all. Y'all was triggered.
You still a cop, I know you're undercover right now. That's your undercover outfit, ain't it?
No, man. The stuff I tell y'all is real, though, man. The stuff I tell y'all is real, bro. So me and Tito T has never had contact since. But I gave him two wings and a biscuit meal from KFC. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You know, one of those, he was. You know? So, playing my funeral.
I'm so, gone. do you really believe you can beat that man in a fight?
Yeah, bro. I'm a black in his eyes, man. See, he don't understand. This, it take a lot to hurt me. I'm gonna let him get some off on purpose, give him confidence. But this right here, I'm not gonna hit him in the head. I'm gonna beat the body up. Real, I'm gonna kill him slowly in the body, like punch out.
You making it so like you can't, like, Stephon can lose to you and it won't be no problem. But if you lose to him,
I know that's the thing, bro. Right. That's how confident I'm not gonna lose to Stephon because I know I'm gonna look like an idiot. So I know that I'm gonna beat his ass. The pressure's on me, so I'm gonna beat his ass in the first round. I'm gonna knock him out the first round. I'm gonna get his ass up out of there. Okay, the pressure's on me because I'm a bigger guy, so I'm gonna beat his ass like he's a smaller guy. I'm not gonna be like playing with him. No, this is gonna be obliteration, bro. Obliteration.
But you hurt yourself. You said 2 minute rounds, and you turned around and said 3 minute rounds. I don't think you're gonna be a 5-8 guy.
Well, I'm making conditioning what to do at least five round pace at 3 minutes. That's why I go to the gym. That's why Amar be like, you should have seen him on a body bag. No. So the reason I do these drills like this is to keep the hands moving, bro. Point, 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 point. One more, bro.
But we all know. If you ever
find hold on. Hold on, Zara. He's trying to say something to you, bro. You got to listen.
If you ever box before, I don't care how much your hands are moving, if you're fatigued, there's no power in them punches.
Correct. That's why I work out. That's why I go rounds. That's why I do push-ups. That's why I swim in the ocean. I do all of that. Okay?
All right, you had breakfast today? What you had breakfast today?
Oh, he had his Wheaties.
I had a hot dog.
He had Captain Crunch. That's what he
had. You're eating a hot dog. He's talking about you ready.
Yeah. I'm an anomaly, bro. I like this.
They said you don't even look like you work out. Dang.
That's what they said with the shirt on, the neck popping and all that. I'm 44, man.
Hey, man, well, check this out. We appreciate your stories, Zara. We definitely appreciate the face off between you and Stephon. We're gonna try to get this scheduled in August. It's gonna be right.
Wait. Smith said, I don't look like I work out. We don't believe you. You need more people. You know what? I don't even. Who is that?
You know T. You didn't see him before.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Never mind. I'm not going to start.
Save it. Right, save your bars for the next episode.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to save it. I'm going to calm down.
Get back to the notepad, Sir Cap-a-Lot. That's
I'm going to get you only because it's going to make for better shows to come.
Yo,
hilarious.
We appreciate you coming out. God bless. Good night. This has been free. Yeah, man. We waited an hour for both of y'all.
Oh, my bad, son. Okay. Well, let me know next time.
Hey, yo, you gave people 45 minutes of straight dope.
Will you come back on if you lose? Be honest. Will you hide?
He's what? Losing his mind.
No, I'm not losing, but I'm going to be on. The question is, will Stephon be on?
Ooh. Okay.
Will his ass be on? I'm going to knock that goddamn finny cap so it fit, goddammit.
Ooh, you cursing?
You think he won't look? He may be a boxer. I don't give a damn. I got cocoa butter
for your scar. Okay. When you get scarred up, I got cocoa butter for you. Okay. It's good for your skin.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm out of here, man. But yeah, Rock, I will be on. Win or win, not win or lose. Win or if it's a decision,
ooh,
or I knock his ass to the next stratosphere. Look, I'm gonna hit him so hard his feet gonna come
out. That loser is bad for half a year. God damn! Well, y'all better fight y'all little horse out.
Hey, I can do that. 6 months. That's Stephon. That's your best friend. That's your shirt guy. I know he will have a fit if he's gone for 6 months. Man, I can't tell Hawk his shirt size for 6 months because I'm banned. That's going to hurt his goddamn feelings, bro.
Nah, we're going to try to face the music.
Yeah, y'all got to face the music. Then we're going to bang y'all ass.
That's fine with me, man. But hey, I got to go. Y'all boys be good.
All right, yo, we got to go, too. That's the show today, man. Freestyle Friday never ceases to amaze me. It never ceases to amaze me. Shout out to my dog, Rock. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm going to cut this one up. I mean, I'm going to put the full one up, but I'm definitely cutting it up to when those two started so people could just enjoy that, because that was epic. That was hilarious. He didn't realize Stephon was serious. Stephon got flipped the switch and said, well, see me then. Let's go. Put the gloves. Oh, my God, man. All right, man. I got to go, man. Much love. You know how we do. Ball Hawk Show. We out. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.